She reduces, reuses, and recycles. She talks the talk and walks the walk. She doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. She's Mrs. Green. And this is Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everyone. You are indeed listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Remember our tagline, we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. And I think there needs to be a lot of thinking going around these days because the world is changing at a rapid pace. Thank you so much for joining us today. This show is sponsored by Chapman Tucson, one of the biggest supporters of Mrs. Green's World. So I encourage you, if you're looking for a great green vehicle, please visit them at ChapmanTucson.com. If you're listening to us from maybe Wisconsin or New Jersey, it doesn't matter because they are everywhere that you might need a car. They have a booming internet sales business. And of course, the little plug for Mrs. Green, make sure you tell them Mrs. Green sent you. They're a great organization, locally owned business, doing great things for the community. Okay, we were going to have a call-in guest today, Benjamin Kaiser from the Sea of Green. And I mention that because they are a big part of our green world. They have 5 stores throughout the state of Arizona. They do hydroponic and aquaponic supplies, and they've got trained staff that know all about that. They sell organic compost, they sell anything that you might need for your garden, and it's gardening time. So even though Benjamin is so busy because it is gardening time, I wanted to give a shout out to them because I love what they do. I love what they stand for, and we'll reschedule him. If you didn't know it, he or the Sea of Green provides gardening tips in my newsletter every week and every other week, and they're really helpful tips about gardening. And sometimes there are special offers. So if you don't subscribe to my newsletter, that would be a fun thing to do. I try to keep it short. I think that's one of my biggest challenges because there's always so much to say. So Benjamin, we miss you, but thank you so much for what you and Justin and all the great people that work there do for the environment. And in studio, I am thrilled to have Betty Stamper from the Solar One Stop in Pima County. And it's called the Solar One Stop Center. And one of the things that I really love about it is that it's a multi-agency collaborative led by Pima County in the city of Tucson with funding provided by the Department of Energy, Solar America Communities Initiative. And I say that from my big green heart because I think partnerships are the new paradigm and the wave of the future. And lack of, you know, the elimination of duplication of services. And I think this is a model program in Pima County, and I know there are other programs throughout the country. So, and the entire goal of the program is to spread the news about affordable, quality, and efficient solar technologies for homes and businesses. And if that doesn't give you something to think about, Betty and I will, I promise. And one more little shout out. Please remember that I'm here live every Saturday at MrsGreensWorld.com. Just like to remind you that you can listen on your iPhone or Droid. And when I have done pre-records, I have done just that. And it's really kind of fun. So you're sitting there driving and you can be listening to Mrs. Green's World on your cell phone. And I think that's great. If you do miss, please remember that all of my podcasts live on my website forever. So they're for your listening pleasure. We have some tremendous traffic going on there because people love our guests. They like to be informed and find out what's happening in the world of green. And don't forget about Facebook and Twitter. If you have questions, email me at Mrs. Green, info@mrsgreensworld.com. I think I said that without taking a breath, Betty.
I think you did.
What do you think? That's pretty good. It's like there's a very lot good to say, and I always want to get through it. It's really important information, but I want to get to the guests. And so now we'll make it all about you. As I said, you're from the Solar One Stop Center in Pima County. And I think the best place to always start is, what is that? Let's tell everybody, what is Solar One Stop? Is it a convenience store? Not hardly.
No. Well, the Solar One Stop Center was developed between Pima County and the city of Tucson. And it's actually a physical location at 201 North Stone. It's the Public Works Building, and it's in the lobby of the building. And what a great place to have this, because you think about the public and coming downtown and coming into the Public Works Building, needing to talk to either somebody at Pima County or somebody at the City of Tucson. We have Development Services there, Department of Transportation, so many departments. Where this is a great place to have the public walk through, see the center, and it really captures their attention when they walk in.
It really captures your attention.
Yes.
And you know that I called you because I was in that building, and
yes,
there is a fabulous, informative, very modern video that you just stop and you want to look at it.
Exactly.
Right in the lobby, very welcoming.
Yes, we definitely have the video, the huge monitor that is running videos all day long. And we change those out on a very frequent basis. So every time you go in, you might see something new that you haven't seen the last time. We also have a computer where anybody can sit down and get onto the Solar website, solaronestopaz.org, and look at all the information that we have there. So they can just peruse it, get information, jot down notes. We also have three very large displays referencing commercial, residential, and utility scale projects. There's also displays of the actual solar technology. There is a photovoltaic panel. There's a solar tube, a hot water collector, and several other things too, inverter, just a number of things. And these were actually donated by the local community, local installer community, which is very exciting as well.
That's another part of your partnership.
I mean,
people love Solar One Stop Center.
Yes.
The private business owners and residents. So that's another example of an outstanding partnership, if you ask me.
Absolutely. And the last thing I would mention is that we do have a monitor there that shows a live feed from the Pima County. It's the Roger Road Wastewater Facility, where there is a 1 megawatt solar farm. And so we have a live feed that shows what kind of power is being generated at any given time. So that's exciting to watch as well.
It is exciting. And this is the new frontier. Solar is a confusing issue. And it's one of the reasons I'm really very thrilled to have you on the show, because I have a lot of questions about it. I even got questions from people that subscribe to my newsletter, because I've really done a call to action lately saying, you know, what do you want to know from my guests? So
great.
I have a question from them, but I want to talk a little bit about this as a total sidebar, but going downtown, people put up barriers in their minds and reframing that thinking. I always find parking. It's not that expensive. You can park in the library underneath there.
Yes.
There's the Pima County garage. And then you're out walking a little bit. I never have a problem. And then I have friends that own and a friend that works at Motto Productions. So if it's close to there, I steal a parking spot in their lot. I better not spread that around. I'll get in a lot of trouble. I always go in and ask permission. But there are not barriers. I had a meeting yesterday at the Cup downtown.
Yes.
I zipped downtown. I got a parking spot in the Cup parking lot. It was, mm-hmm, you know, like 3:30, and I find it delightful to see all of the new action going on down,
yes,
there and the life that's starting to happen. So there's a little sidebar from Mrs. Green. It's very common. So how did it all come about? I know that you personally have worked on it for a really long time. So how did Solar One Stop come about? What was the role of the Department of Energy in getting this established? Because it's a really good idea.
This is all through the Solar America Cities grant, and this is phase two of the grant. And the grant is actually with the City of Tucson, and then Pima County is partnering with the City of Tucson. So we're a subrecipient of the grant, and we have certain deliverables, as does the City of Tucson as well. And Bruce Plank is the solar coordinator.
Love that man.
Yes, exactly.
You know, Mr. Solar himself cracks
yes,
me up.
Yes, he's great, and I work very closely with him on this. And so it was a collaborative effort to sit down and say, what are the needs? Think about who our audience is. Who's coming through this building? Who's going to see this? What do they want to see?
How can we make it easy?
Yes. And how can we, first of all, get their attention and get them to thinking about solar and make it easy for them? And so we worked with our graphic design people. We worked with facilities management and came up with these ideas and had a grand opening last May, which was well attended. And it's been going strong ever since.
That's really so good news to hear. And I'm not kidding. I love Bruce. He's been on my show, and he is, anytime he shows up, I tease him. I say, Bruce, do you know what my real name is? Because all he does is say, Mrs. Green. So in terms of the Department of Energy's role, is this the only program? Did you apply for a grant? Is this the only program, or are there other similar programs throughout the United States? How did you get picked to get funding?
Well, it's through the city of Tucson. They are the ones who actually responded to the grant and partnering with Pima County. But they submitted the grant to the application for the grant to the Department of Energy. And it's to be selected as one of the Solar America cities in the country. And there are a total of 25 cities selected in the country to participate in this grant. And Tucson is the only city in the state of Arizona that was selected.
Unbelievable.
Exactly.
When this is the sunshine state, the sunshine capital of the world, we could be the solar capital, the number one solar state.
Well, it's very exciting to be one of 25 throughout the country.
It's an honor.
Yes. And so that's how it all came about. And again, this is phase two of the grant. And we're working on this set of deliverables, and this is how we ended up creating the Solar One Stop Center.
Well, it's interesting to me because I think there are a lot of misconceptions out there, which is why I have the tagline, we don't want to tell you what to think, we just want you to. It's not free money from the government. It's an incentive. There are deliverables.
Yes.
You have to comply. It's to absolutely and positively ignite people's passion for alternatives to imported oil or other kinds of burning, dirty
fossil fuels
and stuff like that. So
yes.
it's really great. And I understand the need for fossil fuels because I want my lights to go on. But anything we can do, I mean, TEP is a leader in trying to get information out about solar programs and alternatives, which is they're a proud partner of Mrs. Green.
Absolutely.
Too.
And part of the goal of this grant is to recognize the fact that there are so many entities out there, including TEP and so many others, who are working on renewable energy, solar specifically, and find a way to coordinate all these efforts so that people can go to one website, one center, and get all this information instead of having to reach out to so many different entities. So
it shuts people down.
Yes.
It really shuts people down. It shuts builders down. And to me, it is one-stop shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a very clever name because I like that idea, one-stop shopping, where I don't have to go to five different places. It's very efficient. So would you say, in your experience, since this phase two and it's early, it's kind of early on, is it mostly being utilized by residents or by nonprofits or by solar installers or contractors? What kind of traffic do you see, and how do you track that?
We see a lot of activity from residents.
That's awesome.
It is. Homeowners.
Homeowners.
People coming downtown for whatever they need to come downtown for. And the great thing is that they see the Solar One Stop Center in the lobby, and depending on whether they live in the city of Tucson or unincorporated Pima County, they can go either way and go get more information. Even though there's not a person at the Solar One Stop Center, there's information to say, hey, go over and see Betty. She's right here on the first floor. Ask for her. And if you've got questions, you can ask for more information. But we also have the installers, because the installers are coming down to get their permits for their installations.
Right.
And so we also get them seeing this as well and expressing interest. Can we put a video? Can we give you a video to put
new
on?
Content,
exactly,
new content.
Exactly.
Exactly. Right.
And it's a great way for them to showcase what they're doing. And so between the homeowners, residents, and the installers, and to a certain degree, we also have developers coming in as well, because, again, they're needing to come downtown to find out about their subdivisions, find out about their development plans, and it's a great way to get their interest as well.
And how would you say is the commercial market moving forward a little bit as far as putting it on more commercial properties? And you mentioned the partners here. There are so many partners with the solar fields and the research and the University of Arizona. I mean, there are so many opportunities to share information. But are the commercial builders, first of all, commercial building has really been slow. It's mm-hmm. coming back. But do you see some hope, some more interest for solar as an alternative energy source for powering the new commercial locations?
Well, there's definitely interest. Pima County, for example, has an initiative that it's a sustainability initiative by the Board of Supervisors from 2007 that says Pima County will get 15% of its electric needs taken care of through sustainable efforts by the year 2025. I believe the city of Tucson has something very similar. So certainly the city and the county are looking at ways that they can incorporate solar energy into what they're doing and have been very successful with that. The county has two solar farms, and they're each about a megawatt.
Right.
And they're over by the wastewater facility west of the freeway. And the city, of course, has got a lot of solar in various places, whether it's on the Pennington Street garage.
Which is really cool to see
Exactly. If you're coming downtown, you have to go look at that. But they have solar everywhere throughout the city. They actually have a solar driving tour. If you haven't done that, I would highly recommend it.
Have not done that.
Yeah. Well, the
Mrs. Green has not done that.
you need to think about doing that. Exactly. They have it online. It's both on the city website as well as the Solar One Stop AZ website, and print it off, and there are probably 30 or 40 different places throughout the city that you can go. You can see hot water installations as well as the PV. Most of it is roof mounted, but a lot of it on the garage, and there is some ground mounted as well. So
now, going back to the permit process, I'm not clear about this, and I just want to clarify it. Does Solar One Stop help to facilitate that process also for getting permits, or is that a separate issue, separate department?
Well, they work together.
Okay.
It is definitely a partnership.
Integration.
Absolutely. Okay. Because the Solar One Stop would then work with the development services for the county side as well as the city side. And that's where an installer is going to get their permit. They're going to development services. And so we work together. You know, they really need to go to development services. That's where they're going to get their permit. But if they're having questions or having issues, that we can certainly work together to make sure that those questions and issues are resolved.
Make it easy. And I know
exactly.
I'm very encouraged by our new mayor, who is so pro-business and moving things. I can say that because it's my show. It's like he's really trying to get away from the conception of Tucson being not a business-friendly, you know, the city of Tucson. And he's not talking about it. He's taken action. And I have a client that we've worked through an issue that was pending for 3 years. So I'm really encouraged. And the Solar One Stop is another way to just build bridges with the consumer. And I do have to say there are some great solar installers in this town.
Absolutely.
And I love, you know, Geo Innovation. George has been doing it since he was really young. And then Kevin Cook from Technicians
TFS. Yes.
I mean, he's everywhere.
Yes.
And then you see someplace like TriSports they're one of the largest, they are the largest company of triathlete gear in the world. And you go down there and it looks like a spotlight on sustainability dream because of their rainwater harvesting, their solar,
their PV.
I mean, they are, and it's 32,000 square feet. It's
yes.
not like a little tiny office
exactly.
building.
I was actually there for their dedication of their solar installation.
Go. We had a conflict
which was
with
earlier
the Mrs.
in the
Green
year.
Team. I know.
Yes. And the mayor was there
and
I was one of the speakers, as was Bruce Plank, and to see the solar panels there, but also their water cisterns on one on each side of
the
building. Exactly.
It's a big statement.
Exactly. So it was very exciting to be there and to see the community come out and welcome what they're doing.
And not only that, Seton and Debbie Claggett really worked the numbers. And they felt it was a very good financial investment, that it was going to so drastically reduce their electric bills over time, so that they didn't just do it for the greenness and the good of the planet. They made a very sound business decision. And I think it's important for people to understand that. So this is really a great segue to the question that I got from one of our listeners. And there are lots of myths out there about solar. And I think with all that you know, never want to put a guest on the spot, but you probably know this, and I've probably heard it answered in the many solar presentations I've gone to. So it says, if even a small section of a solar panel is shaded, say by a tree branch, the entire panel does not operate properly. Is that true?
That is correct. It does compromise the ability for the panel to work at its optimum.
Thank you for that honest response, because to me, then it begs the question of who's your solar installer? And they would, if they are really the level of the people that I'm used to working with in Tucson and know about, they wouldn't put the solar installation where it was going to be
Absolutely.
Shaded by a tree branch. So it's
Absolutely.
A matter of doing your homework. But thank you for that honest answer. And then when we come back, I'd like to talk about that a little bit more in terms of the return on investment for a resident over the life of the solar, because I think there's some really good news there. So we're going to a short break, and I hope you're enjoying this conversation as much as I am with Betty Stamper from the Solar One Stop Center in Pima County, a model collaborative effort. Please stay here with me at Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. We'll be right back with you.
University of Arizona professor John Pollard asked the students in the Posada San Pedro Hall to consider bringing solar energy to the dorm. Just 3 years later, the Solar Cats, a group of students who took up the cause, have installed 44 solar panels on the dorm, saving 20,000 kilowatt hours of energy and reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 14 metric tons every year. Talk about students with a sunny future. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Hi, I'm Abbott Taylor. With over 35 years creating jewelry in Tucson, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Please come in and see some of the thousands of designs we have created, or come in and have us design something original just for you. Whether you're looking for a simple and stylish graduation gift, your engagement ring, or a breathtaking jewelry piece to celebrate an important birthday or anniversary, you can't beat our competitive diamond pricing. With 100% trade-up guaranteed, set in an Abbott Taylor jewelry design, always using earth-friendly recycled gold. Abbott Taylor Jewelers, exquisite jewelry designs and exceptional diamond deals created right here in Tucson for over 35 years. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
Hi, this is Mrs. Green with some great news about the all-new 2012 VW Passat. It's 2012 Motor Trend Car of the Year, best in class for legroom, and has standard Bluetooth technology. VW thought of everything by giving the Passat a brand new sleek design that conveys confidence and assertiveness. If you're looking for the best ownership experience possible and a great new Passat, visit Chapman Tucson at 4600 East 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan.
You can always find things around the house to give to Goodwill. But I have a bigger reason to give. A while back, I lost my job and I couldn't even support my family. A lot of people don't know Goodwill can help you find a job, but that's what they did for me. I've had this job for 7 years and I love going to work. You know how they say Goodwill changes lives? Well, it's true. Goodwill needs your donations now more than ever. Please donate today.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to, and I think we're giving you a lot to think about today. We have an incredibly knowledgeable in-studio guest, Betty Stamper, from the Solar One Stop Center in Pima County. It's one of 25 cities that are really creating a model for solar information and distribution to the consumer around the country. So it's something that we can be proud of. And it's also something that all of our listeners can find out if there's a solar one stop in the other 24 cities that they might be listening from. You never know. Thanks for being here with us, Betty. And a little shout out about I'm here live every Saturday at noon with guests like Betty at MrsGreensWorld.com. You can listen on your iPhone or your Droid, which I find very modern and exciting. And if you did miss, I always want to remind you, it's all about the podcast. And it seems to be that we're getting a lot of growing excitement and downloading on our podcast, which makes us at Mrs. Green's World very happy. You know, I mean to do this a lot, and I don't, but I want to stop and just take a minute and say, I've got a great green team. And your showing up happened because Kelly made it all possible. And
she's
it was
great.
She's great. And the website got published correctly because Bonnie's there. We always, you know, I'm going to name everybody. Cindy, who's the one that tells us all what to do. She's a great part of the Mrs. Green team. And Amy, who's like the little muse behind the scenes that makes it all happen. I have someone helping me with Twitter. My friend Lynn does all of our billing. It's really a great team. And I don't think I remember, forgot anybody except for, of course, the King of Green, Mr. Green, who helps me with my board operations, and Dave Lebrecht, our sound engineer. So we've got a great team, and I think I should say that a lot more on the show because I just show up as the talent, which is not entirely true. I try to work hard to bring a quality show, but you can't do it without a team. And I think that's right. A very green thing to say because you're working on sustainability issues and solar as a collaborative. Well, we're one big collaborative over here. Okay, so we answered the question about from our listener about make sure, to me, the message in there, the takeaway from that is make sure you check out your installer.
That's correct.
And that there are companies that are coming in and going out. Some of them are good, some of them aren't, that are not locally owned and locally based, but there are plenty of good installers out there, and do your homework. If someone did that, I would be really mad. And we're the consumer that doesn't know everything. So do your homework because it's a big investment. So thank you for that question. And what about, we were talking about the return on the investment. And I've read a lot about this. And I actually had, and George from GeoInnovation knows this, I had Kevin come and do a very comprehensive audit of what our solar needs would be so that I could talk about it wisely.
Very good.
And he showed us that if we do solar, or I'd like to say when we do solar, our electricity bills will be so diminished that over the lifetime of that, we will see a return on the investment. What's your assessment of that?
Well, that's absolutely correct. There are a lot of factors that go into how economical it's going to be, what the rate of return is going to be. Talking from a homeowner's perspective, the installer is going to come out and look at the way that your home is facing south is best. Doesn't have to be, but that is ideal.
Right.
And also looking to see if there are any shade issues and looking to see how old your roof is. Is your roof in good condition?
That really matters too.
It's huge.
I know.
It is.
It does.
Yeah. So there are a lot of factors that do come into play when looking at the rate of return. But typically, you're looking at maybe 10 to 12 years before you see that payback period. But keeping in mind that a solar installation for PV, for solar panels, is typically 20 to 30 years and are guaranteed by the installers.
Absolutely right.
And so that's actually not a bad rate of return. The one thing that we have seen, this is an emerging trend that we have seen, is that, let's just say a year ago, the typical most 90 to 95% of the installs were purchased. Install you, where the homeowner
Great
has purchased.
Point. I know where you're going. Go ahead. Yes.
And so because of the leasing options that are now available and the number of installers who are offering that, we have seen that completely flip-flop. And so instead of 90 to 95% people purchasing their own solar installations, it's turned around to where it's 90 to 95% leasing.
I am so glad you brought that up because that was a huge turning point
for
the business model and for the survival of a lot of the locally owned companies that don't have massive capital to hold those leases. And Kevin talked to me about that.
Okay, good.
He and George, and I think, is it Net Zero? It's another one. They're great. I'm sorry that I sound like I'm plugging them, but they're at every meeting. They're at every hearing. They are out there making it happen for the solar world. So I love to give them free plugs. But that's a really, really good point. The leasing makes it a much more affordable option. And I had my own barriers to the thought process as a consumer, and those objections were overcome because how long, am I going to live? I mean, I'm 61, but even if you're young, 30 years is a long time.
Yes, it is.
To have something guaranteed. And oh, P.S., anybody I talk to at TEP and Southwest Gas, and I read and I think, everything's going up, and it's not going to be the entity's fault. It's going to be the market, the price of gas. I mean, so everything is going up. If you can save on your utility bill, I participate in the community solar program with TEP because my rates are guaranteed for years. And I thought, okay, that's great because there will be rate increases just because of the cost of everything else going up. So thank you for bringing up the leasing option. Okay, you've got a very, what I would call, content-rich website.
Yes.
And, of course, we talked off-air, and you promised me, we're kidding, it's fun, about the move into the social media world, which for government entities is harder and more challenging, and there are control issues and who's going to do it and all that, I understand. But your website is really good anyway. It doesn't have, follow us on Facebook and
right.
Twitter, and here's a YouTube video. But by the end of 2012, I'll have you back, and you'll say, Gina, here's all this good news. So what kinds of things can people find if they visit the website, which I found very informative and user-friendly, and I always put my consumer glasses on, not my Mrs. Green glasses. So what kind of things
Excellent.
Are on the website?
There is a wealth of information on the website, and just go through a list, basically. And the homepage, you're going to see recent news articles about anything that's going on about solar. This is not just in the Tucson area, but it's the
right.
state of Arizona,
right.
worldwide.
Right.
What's going on? Because there is so much going on with solar.
It's so dynamic.
It's every
constantly
day changing.
I agree.
Yes, exactly. We also have a calendar of events, and so I just really highly encourage you to take a look at that. You name it, and we've got it on there, whether it's a PAG Solar Partnership meeting or a solar dedication, the solar tour is on there. It's actually on the front, on the homepage, because it is being highlighted, but then you would also find it on the calendar as well. We also have the Mrs. Green's weekly Saturday.
Which I did not know. And it's like, okay, yeah, there's a bell ringer for that one. That made me very happy. And I'm sorry
yes.
that I didn't know that, but it's really, it's much appreciated.
Yes. And so it's on every Saturday, and I believe there's a link to more information, and so people can get on there. They can see what time it is, and then
and who the guests are going to be.
Exactly.
That's great.
Go to the link to get more information. So there's, whether it's educational or a dedication, whatever the event is, we've got that on there. And that also is primarily for Tucson, but it also is a state. If there's something going on in Maricopa County or Phoenix that's important, for example, the Go Green Conference, we would put that on there as
right,
well.
Right, right, which I thought was great. I was
yes,
up there.
Yes.
And there's also a calculator.
Yes,
so anybody,
solar calculator,
anybody
two of them.
In the country could
yes,
look and
absolutely.
See, use this calculator, which I find very helpful when you're trying to figure this out. It's like, can you just tell me in English and do the
yes.
math for me?
Right.
So there's a very usable, consumer-friendly calculator
that's correct.
On how this is all going to work. So
that's
great. Who keeps that up? Is that you?
That is
that's
me.
That's a lot of work.
It is.
believe me, I know about feeding yeah. a website monster.
Yes, definitely.
Content all the time.
And there's who's out there in the solar world that that we need to recognize. And so it's everybody with the government entities, whether it's the city of Tucson or Oro Valley, whoever. It's the educational facilities, U of A, AZ Rise, and the installers. We have the installers on there. So there's the who's who in solar, so that you can look up their contact information and contact them. And we've got how to get started, types of solar technology, just a wealth of information.
It's like what I would call the FAQ for Solar One Stop. I
yes.
mean, what are the frequently asked questions? And there was
right.
a lot of thought put into that website. I visit a lot of them, so I know that. Now, what about, I love talking about the collaborative process. I know that you worked with regional jurisdictions in coming up with standardizing the solar permitting process. And I can't express my excitement enough about that. I'm friends with Rich Franz Undar.
Yes.
And he came up with green building permits that worked. He worked with all of the municipalities and came up. I'm a part of the Saba Green Building Council and came up with some standardization, because it's the new frontier, the new green
yes.
frontier. So tell me a little bit about the work you did in working with them, because you've worked on this a long time. You, Betty Stamper.
Yes, yes. Well, it was actually a very exciting project. What we recognized early last year is that each jurisdiction had its own way of doing its permitting process.
It drives people nuts.
Yes. And so we heard very strongly from the solar installer community that it was frustrating to them to have to be, depending on where they went, what they would have to supply and how they could get their permit issued. But we also heard from the Department of Energy, so this would be countrywide, that these various ways of doing our permitting processes actually adds to the cost of the permitting process.
Absolutely.
And so they were talking to us, the Solar America Cities, how
right.
can we get this standardized? And so we believe that for solar permitting, this is the first in the state of Arizona that is now finalized and is ready to go out. But it's basically working with the city of Tucson, Pima County, the towns of Oro Valley, Marana, and Sahuarita.
Fast growing, rapidly
yes.
growing, lots of green building going on there. So there
Absolutely.
You go.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so I worked with the building officials and the appropriate staff. We had probably 4 or 5 meetings where we all got together to talk about this and came up with and addressed the issues that the installer community was saying. And it's not necessarily just pertinent to the permitting process, but other things too. For example, if a ladder, you know, it depends on where you went. Did we have to provide our own ladder or not? And that may seem like a very minor issue, but it's big to the solar community, the installer community, when they don't know, depending on where they go, if they have to have a ladder or not.
All that minutia, which
exactly.
adds to the cost if it's not done, if you show up and you thought they were providing the ladder. I, as a business
exactly.
owner, I get it.
Yes.
Dotting the I's and crossing
right.
the T's.
Exactly.
It's
so
really
that was
exciting.
Just one of many things that we addressed. And so that has been finalized this week, as a matter of fact, and I will be presenting that to the PAG Solar Partnership tomorrow afternoon.
That's great. I really am going to try to go to that meeting. The PAG Solar Partnership, they're part of, you know, James McGinnis and Colleen
yes.
Crown and Shield and the whole PAG group for Clean Cities. And if you want to find out what's going on, they're well attended. There's lots of good information out there. So that's very exciting for me. And did the Department of Energy grant help to cover like your time? Was that part of the purview of the grant
yes.
to put these things together?
Yes.
To me, you talk about good use of government money. People like to bash it. Well, I love to praise that end of it when something's working, because it's really in the best interest of our country to have more solar on more roofs.
Right.
I mean, there's no question about that. And if you can have it be affordable because of the business owners, that's just really the way it should be, if you ask me. So I think I applaud that effort, and keep me up to date on that, because I can put stuff up, being the social media maven I am, on Facebook, and we can tweet about it.
Excellent.
and create more information about it. So what about solar discounts? If we can talk about it kind of in a global sense, where your crystal ball sees credits going, incentives going, but do you still have someone called the Solar Benefits Tucson, a discount program? Is that active? Solar discounts, what's the incentives there? Are there still, did they all go away, or is it still happening?
Well, in terms of the incentives and the rebates, we are seeing some of them go away. And one of them would be the utility company incentive
right.
and that has diminished quite a bit. It used to be in the $3 plus range.
Right.
And right now, today, I believe is at 60 cents. So it has come down quite a bit. And, it, you know, depending on the number of installs, it could go down some more.
And that hurts, but we'll hope that the private sector keeps the momentum going and that the incentives are there. But
yes.
I know that being part of those hearings and all that, it was,
yes.
and it wasn't the utility company's decisions. There
Correct.
were mandates from the Corporation Commission. So I don't
exactly
want to get
right.
in that conversation.
No, no.
No, let's leave that one alone.
And there still is the federal tax credit. It's a 30% federal tax credit. So there still are incentives and rebates, but some of them are disappearing.
Okay, and that's really an honest answer. Okay, talk about let's do a little shout out about the solar tour. There's one coming up.
There is one coming up.
If people podcast and it's after the date, I'm sorry, but then they know that there are solar tours and they can find out if there are solar tours in their city or what's going to happen again in Pima County. So tell us about that and who's doing it and what could one expect?
Well, they're very exciting. This is through the PAG Solar Partnership. They're the ones who are coordinating these efforts. And we had a couple of last year, but the one that's coming up, though, is on March 25th, and it's in Heritage Highlands. So it's in coordination with the Dove Mountain Civic Group.
Well, who wouldn't want to go there?
Exactly.
And in case you missed the Accenture Match Play on TV,
there you go.
Made international news. Anything about Dove Mountain, people should get excited about.
Right. And they're hosting a solar presentation and neighborhood tour. And again, it's on March 25th. It's from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And it's in the Heritage Highlands Ballroom. And so there will be a presentation to just give out some information about solar and about what the community there is doing. But then there also is a solar tour. And so this is an opportunity for people to go to these actual residences where these installations have happened and to talk to the homeowners about the pros and cons
of their installations. So it's a resident that's thinking about it, talking to someone that actually did it.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of third-party endorsement going on there.
Absolutely, yes.
And I want to, when we come back, I want a little more information about that. We are going to go to a quick break. They always seem to come up so fast. If you just tuned in, we're having a very interesting, content-rich conversation with Betty Stamper from the Solar One Stop Center in Pima County, one of 25 selected by the U.S. Department of Energy. And we have, why don't you give a little shout out for your website before we go on break, because we'll do it
that
again.
That is solaronestopaz.org.
Okay, Solar One Stop AZ. Please stay here with me. We will be right back after a short break in Mrs. Green's World.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green. Did you know that the 2012 VW Beetle has been completely redesigned, that it has exciting new features, look, and performance, and that it is one of Oprah's best things for 2012? The best news is Chapman VW has them in stock. Check out the new Beetle at Chapman VW at 4600 East 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan, or visit them at TucsonVW.com. Be sure to tell them that Mrs. Green sent you.
What if you had simple and easy solutions to live, work, and play green? Green Living Magazine, the premier green lifestyle magazine, brings you the latest in organic cooking, gardening, health and wellness, chef and celebrity interviews, as well as easy solutions to clean up your everyday life. Visit greenlivingaz.com for the latest in green news. Buy your subscription and view our network videos. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and again at greenlivingaz.com.
At the University of Arizona, we're putting solar know-how to work. And it's not just our researchers. Our students are on the job as well. Our student solar racing team, using recycled solar cells from NASA, designed and built a car from scratch that gets the equivalent of over 3,000 miles per gallon. Talk about students who will go far. Really, really far. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Welcome back, everybody. It's really kind of funny when your own bumper music makes you laugh and makes you happy, and it does, because Mrs. Green's World is all about being a fun, informative talk show. And thank you for being a part of our broadcast today, Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. And if you don't have a lot to think about after this show, I think you should think about that. We have in studio with us Betty Stamper from the Solar One Stop Center in Pima County. And Betty, if I may, I just want to do a couple of shout outs and reminders for our audience. There are always podcasts of the show. There'll be one of this in case people miss the broadcast. They live on my website at mrsgreensworld.com. You can listen to my show on your iPhone or Droid, which makes me so modern. Of course, your internet connection. And I want to do a shout out for next week's show, because usually we're talking at the end and we have great shows lined up. We have next week's topic is Safe Cosmetics, which I think everyone should care about, because it includes shampoo and conditioner and deodorant and everything you put on your body, with National Aveda Institute trainer and member of the Verve Lifestyle Salon team, Ken Penner. He's been a guest on our show before, and you talk about knowing a lot about safety and what you put on your body. Ken has the answer. It'll be a fun show. And please remember, everybody, email me with your questions. I'd love to ask questions that you want to know of Ken. And even if you have questions of Betty after this show, I'll forward them on to her and we will close the loop. And you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and I would love that. So let's get on with the show. I think I cut you off a little bit when we talked about the solar benefits Tucson. So the Whirling Dervish brain was in full gear. So tell us a little bit about that program.
The Solar Benefits Tucson is a very exciting program that is being brought to the city, to Tucson, by ICLEI, which is a nonprofit. And it's ICLEI, Local Governments for Sustainability. And
I guarantee you that most listeners, including me right now as a listener, does not know ICLEI. I love it. Love it. It's fun. I'll remember it. Oh, ICLEI.
ICLEI, yes, exactly. It's a nonprofit that has been tasked with reaching out to local communities, governments, to assist them with their sustainability efforts. And so they are actually administrating this program for the city of Tucson and for Pima County. And it's a program that's being offered to the employees of Tucson's largest employers.
What a great idea.
Exactly.
Start there.
Exactly.
That is a really, really great idea.
And so we've already had some workshops. We had them a couple weeks ago, and we have quite a few of them coming up next week, as a matter of fact. And right now, this is for the employees of, for example, the city of Tucson, Pima County, the town of Oro Valley, Tucson Airport Authority, Ventana Roche. We have quite a list. TEP.
Great. Tell them their own employees.
Exactly.
That's right. I just work here and I do billing. I mean, it happens. It's a silo effect. You do your job and you're not always aware of what your company is out in the community doing.
So we have these workshops coming up. Again, we had several of them a couple weeks ago where employees can come. It's just for an hour. It's either most of them are at lunchtime, so they can come over their lunch. And we have a couple of right after work workshops as well. And it's an opportunity for them to learn about the program. And really, the whole goal of this program is to keep it simple for homeowners so that the homeowners can get their questions answered, but there's also technical assistance along the way to getting their solar installation. ICLEI is actually doing the request for proposal. It's gone out, and we should be getting the responses to that. So it relieves the homeowners of trying to decide which installer do I go with, which technology do I want. So this is all being answered for them, and
that's brilliant. I mean, it's serious. It's grassroots and viral, and I love that. Yes. And people remember we're consumers, we're employees, but consumers is something great to remember also. And how's it being received? Are the numbers good?
So far, so good. We'll have most of them next week, so we'll have a better idea next week. And the whole idea too is not just to keep it simple for homeowners, but also to say, we'll have this volume, and because of that, we should have volume discounting, and so the homeowner should be able to get a really good deal on their installations. And this is phase one. We're assuming that it goes very well. There could be phase two, phase three, that we take it out beyond the employer organizations that we're working with right now.
And I'm assuming that there is this information in full detail on your website.
There isn't right now, but there will
be. There will
be.
Yes. Okay, great.
And actually,
it's just starting.
It just is starting. That is correct. And so right now, if you wanted to get some information today, you could go to groupenergy.com, and there's information about the program there.
And that's an easy one to remember, groupenergy.com. And
exactly.
I think I've gotten some information for them. Well, I did not know about that. It's another exciting thing.
Yes,
that
it is.
Being part of Mrs. Green's world. Okay, so how long do you think... the tour. I wanted to talk about the tour because it's like I likened it when we were off air to a walking tour of downtown.
Yes.
It's self-guided. There's one place that they start, which is near Dove Mountain.
Yes.
Not a problem at all in the ballroom there.
The Heritage Highlands Ballroom. Right.
Ballroom. Okay.
And there is information on the website. It's on the homepage, and you can go there and get a map and get more information about it as well.
It's just a great way for the consumer to find out from a consumer what it all took.
I think
there's a lot of credible sourcing that goes on there. So I hope it's a smashing success. And the other thing that we wanted to talk about is I think that there's a challenge always in how you get the word out about these programs, because there is so much information about everything out there. So what is your approach in trying to promote Solar One Stop, the concept that it exists? Are you working with your partners? How are you finding out and are they getting messages to the consumer? Because you've got some great partners.
Yes, we're definitely working through the partners. And as we'd mentioned earlier, Pima County and I are a member of the PAG Solar Partnership, and this is a great opportunity to talk about what's going on with the Solar One Stop and get the word out, because think about who their membership is.
Right.
And then I'm also frequently being asked to speak at various functions, and I always take that opportunity to talk about the Solar One Stop. But we work very closely with AZ Rise, the university.
Love AZ Rise.
Yes, great. Yes. And the Solar Park. Yes, exactly. So working with everybody around town who has anything to do with solar, and they're certainly all very familiar with it and trying to get the word out that way.
And there's really nothing, better than word of mouth. I mean, that's how things spread. And if you have the builders and the installers and the community partnerships engaged and excited about it, to me, it's way, way, way better than just doing an ad on a commercial.
Yes.
I think it's great. And hopefully this will help too, because one of the things that I love about the show is that sometimes people want more in-depth information, and then I get a chance to ask a lot of questions that people are thinking, and now I have them even emailing me. Okay, what about the... you talked about the PAG Solar Partnership. Is there anything you wanted to add to that part? That's through Pima Association of Governments. Some people don't even know what that is. They meet monthly.
Actually, starting this year, it's every other month.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So we have a meeting coming up tomorrow in March, and so it's now every other month.
And I saw that notice, and it was actually one that I am going to try to attend. It's like there's a lot going on in Mrs. Green's world, so it's really okay. All right, what about the barriers that you see are still being faced in the growth of solar and putting it on more houses and more businesses in what could be the solar cap of the world? And I have to qualify that. I know that it's great if the sun shines many days, but I also know that New Jersey has per capita highest installation of solar. I'm from New Jersey, and they don't have sunshine all the time. So it's not a direct correlation between how many days the sun shines, but this really does beg the Solar Capital of the World title here in the Southwest. So what do you think some of the barriers are, and the misinformation and the old-fashioned ideas that people had about solar that I did? You know, you put it on your roof, it's going to ruin your roof, you can't take it with you, it's not efficient, all of these things. What have you seen in putting together this massive effort, that some of the barriers that are to be overcome in people's mind that already have been overcome?
The number one barrier is probably the cost of a solar installation, because it can be expensive. And with the advent of the solar leasing programs now available through many, if not most, of the solar installers, that is a great way to overcome that barrier of cost. And it gives you an opportunity either with little down or nothing down to get this. But there are also a lot of programs through TEP, through TRICO, that without having to do an installation on your own property, you have an opportunity to participate in solar energy. So there's a lot out there that has helped us overcome the cost. Another big barrier has to do with just the complexity.
It really is a complex
issue.
It is. And I'm glad you said that. It really is. Like, if I have solar and it rains for 3 days, will I still have power in my house? I mean, of course, the answer is yes.
Yes.
But people think, how can I switch to solar? What if I want to take a hot shower and, you know, I don't have anything to heat the water? What do you mean put a water heater on?
Well, it is the complexity, but it's not as complex. Somebody can break it down for you, you realize it's not quite as complex as you thought it was. And your solar installer can go over that with you. You can get more, you can learn yourself, get more information from the website, but it's not as complex. But there is a lot of information that has to be considered. And so that is a barrier. But at this point in time, there's also, we've gone from sort of one extreme where there's not enough information out there for consumers to make an informed decision, to an overload. There's now, you know, there is quite a bit of information out there. And so people come to the point where there's inertia. They don't know what to do. They don't know which installer to go with, which technology to go with. They're not sure that they're making the best decision. And that's where this Solar Benefits Tucson program is going to be extremely helpful and take away those barriers.
And, you know, I think there's a couple things going on in the shift of what the consumer is excited about. I do believe that I have read some research that says if you have solar on your house, it certainly increases the value for resale because people know they didn't have to pay for it and it's going to save them energy. So is that something that you would agree with? That
yes.
It really helps with the resale value.
Yes.
The other thing is, I think is interesting. Some people say, those solar panels are so ugly, or our HOA will not let us put them up, which is now against the law in the state of Arizona. I've written about the House bill that was passed saying an HOA cannot prevent you from putting a renewable energy option in your installing that in your home. And the other thing is, when I go anywhere and I see a bunch of solar, I get excited, and it's not because I'm Mrs. Green. It's because I think, okay, clean energy, absolutely
yes.
renewable energy. And I love seeing it. I'd love to see it on every house.
Yes.
There are countries that tout their solar fields and showing it everywhere. And our neighbor, you can't see it unless you're like in a plane or way high up above his roof. He has coils. So he's got a whole different installation for his solar. So it's not the panels.
Perhaps for his pool?
Yes, for his pool.
Yes.
It definitely
yes.
is for his pool. So he's got a heated pool.
Yes.
But it looks kind of cool, these
yeah.
you know geometric designs. So I think that changing people's mindset is also huge. And then I've had people ask me about the recycling of the solar panels and what happens with those, because eventually, not probably in my lifetime, but eventually those 30 years, they'll have to be replaced. What about the disposability and the recycling? Is there a market that's coming and emerging where some entrepreneur is thinking of a use for those?
There absolutely is. And actually, I hope I'm saying the name right, but I believe it's PV Recycling.
Yes.
They're actually going to be one of the speakers at the PAG Solar Partnership tomorrow afternoon. And
that's where I saw it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, yes, there are entrepreneurs who are looking at this and saying it's not something we're having to address right here, right now, because the life of the solar panel is quite lengthy, but it's going to become an issue. And so they've taken a look at this, and they have thoughts and suggestions and a way that they think is the best way to recycle these. And so
I think that's exciting. That's why I wanted to go to the meeting, and I forgot.
Yes.
Because I got
She's
that
the main
information
speaker. Yes.
from James McGinnis.
Yes.
And I thought, this is one, if I can figure it out, that I want to go to. And the other thing is, last night I had on my show Down to Earth with Mrs. Green. That's a separate show, Spotlight on the Southwest. And I had a guy named Ruben Behar on the show. The podcast is up on the website. And one of the things that I know that I don't think consumers are as aware, and I'm trying to get the word out, there is so much demand for anything, just about anything, you name it, that can be recycled, because they have an equipment recycling center. And he was talking about the computer towers and how when they break the computer towers down that are not usable, they can sell every single solitary part of that tower, including the screws.
Oh, my goodness.
So I knew there's entrepreneurs
yes.
out there
yes.
because the resources that we have in manufacturing are diminishing. They're having to be imported from China.
Correct.
You know, and I asked Ruben, I said, what about copper? And he said, oh, we have to lock it up. Because it's copper is the new gold. I mean, it's not as readily available. It's very expensive. So it's that overcoming that barrier. And the other thing is that I think people in the shift in mindset, you don't have an air conditioner in your house for 30 years. People don't think twice about that. Oh, I have to
right.
get a new air conditioner. So 30 years to guarantee an energy source, to me, I'm in tune with that.
Yes,
I think that's
absolutely.
Really good. So it's shifting. It's new. It's the new frontier. So I think it's really exciting that we can share more information and overcome those barriers because of things like the Solar One Stop. Now, we have 1 minute. I knew this was going to happen. So do you share information with the other 24 cities? Do you have time where you get together and you can learn and make it a richer experience from what they're all learning as well?
Although there's not one scheduled for this year, there have been annual conferences. throughout. And actually, there was one in Tucson, I think, 3 years ago. So, yes, there is the opportunity to share at the annual conferences. But they also, the Department of Energy has a website where all of the Solar America cities feed into that with their accomplishments.
It sounds like they're really an active partner.
They very much are.
It really does sound like they are. So, okay, we've got 1 minute. I always like to wrap up, and I want to repeat that we had a great flew-by informative conversation with Betty Stamper from the Solar One Stop Center in Pima County. And Betty, do you want to say your website again? Because we like that.
SolarOneStopAZ.org.
Okay. And always you can get in touch with Mrs. Green. Next week, Safe Cosmetics with National Aveda Institute trainer and member of the Reve Lifestyle team, Ken Penner. Thanks for being a part of Mrs. Green's World. Visit me at MrsGreensWorld.com for up-to-the-minute info. Make it a great green week. Thanks for being a part of this show.